The Board of Supervisors has until February 14th to submit its objections to the environmental impact study on the proposed Rosemont Copper Mine. The U.S. Forest Service, which conducted the study, has been accepting objections since January 1st. Board members voted 4-1 to lodge their opposition, with Supervisor Allie Miller dissenting. Supervisor Ray Carroll says he has opposed construction of a mine at the proposed Rosemont site for nearly 2 decades.
There are so many unanswered questions in the Rosemont proposal that I think that it's just inevitable that this project should be vetoed.
Carroll says he has serious doubts that the mine's impact on water, air, and transportation were sufficiently addressed in the environmental impact study. Pete Sabin, a union representative, and Mark Sutton, president of Meridian Engineering, spoke during the Board of Supervisors meeting in favor of the mine. They said it would bring much-needed jobs into the region. The federal government has the final say on the project and is expected to make a decision this year. I'm Vanessa Barchfield, Arizona Public Media.